This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
But we've got Governor Brian Kemp standing by on the hotline. Governor, how are you, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Austin.
Yeah, good to talk to you. By the way, I don't know if you've heard or not, but Dr. Philip Cool, who is our director of Augusta University Health, tested positive earlier today for COVID-19, and he's self-quarantining. He wanted me to pass along the message that he's supporting you in your four-point initiative today, and I know that you wish him well recuperating at home. I think he's pretty much symptom-free at this point.
Well, that's good. We'll keep him in our prayers. This virus is crazy. He's done a great job down there. We're very appreciative of the partnership that we've had with Augusta University and Dr. Cool and, you know, President Keel and just, remarkable people working down there at the university as well as the hospital. And I know it's been a big help to the state. We've still got a lot of work to do. We've got to stay after it. But I appreciate him supporting the four things and for 4 weeks.
And by the way, but as we get into that real quick, before we do that, I've got to thank you. I'm an Augustan lifelong. I actually live in Columbia County, but we're just like, you know, people live in Atlanta. Atlanta's a huge metro area. Augusta's a huge metro area. I'm very proud of Augusta University, MCG, as I call it. I used to work there years ago. I've got plenty of family that both attended the school and have worked for the school. Thank you so much for defending the honor of AU. Thank you so much for standing by them when they were ridiculously insulted by the mayor of Atlanta. We appreciate that, Governor.
Well, I'm a big fan. Y'all know that as much as I've been down there and not only been to the CSRA, but been on campus and highlighted, you know, Cancer Center, just a ton of great things that are going on in the area, not only at the university but in other places, and I'm a big fan. I think one of the things about the coronavirus that's been interesting, Austin, is there has been so much misinformation that's been put out through this whole thing, and I think certainly what happened the other day was one of them, and I know when people really look into that issue, they'll know what the truth is.
Well, today you announced that you've got four things that you would like to see Georgians do for the next 4 weeks, and getting overwhelming positive response on this. I know that you're coming up with these recommendations, working in conjunction with the Georgia Department of Public Health Commissioner, Dr. Toomey, Kathleen Toomey, and asking your fellow Georgians to implement four things for 4 weeks. Let's hit those. What's your request, Governor?
Well, really, Dawson, just let me give you a little background. This is kind of going back to the way the pandemic started, and we've learned so much about, you know, how to deal with it now. What we're doing that as we reopen our economy and really try to protect lives, but also the livelihoods of our hardworking Georgians out there, small business owners and other people that are grinding away every day. And I think, you know, a little of that message was lost as the case count went down, especially in the South, and you know, Memorial Day and July 4th got here and protests and demonstrations and people were just letting their guard down. So we really tried to come up with some new messaging to get people just to hunker down for 4 weeks, you know, just do four things for 4 weeks and help us flatten the curve again. Let's get our hospitals back in good shape and continue to reopen our economy where we can get into doing all the things that we want to do toward the end of the summer going into the fall. And it's really not very hard. I'm just asking my fellow Georgians, if you cannot social distance yourself and stay 6 feet away from people when you're out, then wear a mask. You know, it's good practice to do that. It'll slow the spread down, and it'll keep people safe. And if you are an asymptomatic individual or you're around somebody that's asymptomatic, it can help protect you. The other thing is, you know, continue washing your hands like we've been telling people for a long time. Just practice good disinfectant hygiene and, surface cleanings and those kind of things. And then the last thing we need to do is for people to follow the guidelines that we have in place through my existing executive orders and to make sure that we're enforcing those. And that's something that I've really been talking to, you know, the local elected leaders about, is to spend your time, you know, educating people on what those are, what these best practices are. Let's do this for 4 weeks and get back to a really good state here in Georgia, and we'll keep moving forward.
Well, we appreciate that very much. I know that you're kind of on a press junket today, making your way around the state. But I wanted to ask you real quick. There's been a lot of confusion about your challenge of the mayor of Atlanta and the mask orders and the reason that you filed the lawsuit. I've tried to explain it as best as I can, and it may be in your own voice. I mean, I know what this is about. This is about one rule for the state of Georgia that fits the law. And the law reads very clearly that you have the authority to make such request and that local municipalities do not under the force of law. And this is not about masks. Masks are a great idea. This is about following the rule of law. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no question about it. We've had that clearly written in the executive order for months now. And unfortunately, we've had some politicians out there that, you know, we all agree that we need to wear a mask. It's the right time to do that. We've learned a lot about that. Whether we mandate it or not, you know, that's something that policymakers can argue over. But when you have, you know, the mayor of Atlanta that starts pulling back on our reopening plan and literally just unannounced same day saying that they're moving back to, you know, phase one of her opening plan, which means no dine-in restaurants and other things. I mean, literally there were businesses that were just going crazy because they're like, you know, we got reservations tonight. We got food in the freezer. We got food in the refrigerator. And, you know, that is not what we need to do. And I'm not going to stand by and let that happen, which is why we filed the lawsuit. But you also have to go back, Austin, and think about, like, what we asked Georgians to do. I mean, everybody has sacrificed. We asked them early on during the shelter-in-place order and limited activities to help us, you know, slow things down, give us time to build up our hospital bed capacity so that when we reopen, and we told people, you're going to see a surge come back. There's been other reasons because of that, I think. But regardless, we knew we were going to have to deal with this in some fashion again, and we just wanted to have the PPE stockpiled. We wanted to have the, you know, the plans that we're implementing right now for hospital surge capacity. And the reason we're doing that, Austin, is not because of COVID patients. We're doing it so hospitals can treat COVID patients, but also continue to do elective surgeries. Because if we shut that down again, we're going to lose our hospitals. They cannot financially afford to do that. I've talked to CEOs all over the state of hospitals, and they're like, please don't shut down. We need this revenue. It's the only way we can keep going. And we saw what happened last time when we shut things down in Metro Atlanta. Two large hospital systems laid off almost 30,000, you know, nurses and healthcare workers. That's not what we need right now. So we got to manage both things, which is why I keep saying we're fighting to save lives, but we're also fighting to save livelihoods.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 1,000%. By the way, any truth to the rumor that you thought about activating the Georgia National Guard to make sure that we have a Georgia Tech football game this year?
Well, that is certainly something I hadn't talked about a lot publicly, but it's definitely on the table.
Unbelievable. Are you feeling optimistic about sports in Georgia?
You know, I'm really not feeling very optimistic about it, but we need it to happen. I mean, it is like a religion in the South, not only for, you know, Georgia football, Georgia Tech, but also for, you think about all these high school kids, you know, football players, cheerleaders, people in the band, just the community support for that. I mean, we need it mentally, I think. You know, I personally think our kids need to be in the classroom. There's a lot of political pressure not to do that. We are working very hard to make sure the schools have the tools to be able to do that. We're supplying with masks, hand sanitizing stations, thermometers, and other things. And I'm hopeful that that happens. I'm certainly cognizant of medically fragile teachers and, you know, parents that are concerned. But as I've talked with Dr. Toomey and my healthcare team, you know, the effects of not having our kids in school, it's going to be generational if we don't do that. And so I'm very hopeful that that happens. And I think sports is a part of that. We just got to continue to really press over the next 4 weeks to get these numbers down and to get into a position where people will feel comfortable doing that. And, you know, those four things, social distancing, wear a mask, adhere to the regulations we have, like, you know, large gathering bands and making sure the bars and restaurants and everybody are following the guidelines, we can do it.
Absolutely. We also have a little sporting event in November that's a one-of-a-kind situation that we hope we see here in Augusta, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been talking with folks at Augusta National about that. I mean, they've got, as you can imagine, very worried about their reputation. And, you know, it's one of the best in the world anywhere, any kind of business or sport or anything else. And, you know, they certainly want to do it the right way, but I know from my perspective, I hope the Masters is being played in November with fans on the course. I think we can make that happen if people will help us over the next 4 weeks.
Absolutely. All right. God bless you, Governor. We appreciate what you're doing up there, and keep up the good fight. We got you back here in Augusta.
Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, Governor Brian Kemp.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.